This is the Georgia Health Report, a weekly breakdown of the latest health stories from around the state. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. This week, Andy and I will discuss how Emory University is going down under to deliver nighttime intensive care. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Lauren.
So, Andy, why would Emory University need to look to Australia, halfway around the world, to provide intensive care?
There's an issue with a physician shortage in terms of intensive care units in the United States, so that's one issue. But a second issue is that physicians and nurses typically don't like working nighttime hours. And these are crucial hours for patients to be observed, monitored, and treated, et cetera. So what Emory decided to do is try to turn night into day. And so they've sent a team of doctors and nurses to Australia, 11,000 miles away. And that way, those folks in Australia, while they're working a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift, they're monitoring patients back here in Atlanta from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
So telehealth is not a new concept, and it's something that we've heard about a lot in terms of providing care to some of our rural areas in Georgia. So how did Emory come up with this idea to go international with telehealth?
Well, they started out with a pilot program in Sydney, Australia, which is obviously the same country, but it's a couple time zones away. And they found that it worked really well. The doctors and the nurses really enjoyed these shifts. It's like a several-week program. And so they decided to move it to Perth, Australia, which is on the western coast of Australia, in order to make it a 12-hour time difference.
And what kind of things are they monitoring, and do they interact directly with patients and families?
Yes, they can interact with patients, families, and obviously the providers back here in Atlanta at the Emory Hospitals. And what it can do is it can allow real-time reaction by physicians and experts in intensive care to possible problems that patients incur during these nighttime hours.
And I think we all know that when we're sick, sometimes that personal touch is kind of important. So has there been any feedback on whether or not this kind of provider on a monitor or screen is still providing kind of that personal feeling in healthcare? And overall, has the program been successful?
The program has been successful, and let me add that telemedicine is working in many different specialties, even here in Georgia, where people are getting mental health visits from a provider who might be hundreds of miles away. It also works well for dermatology and other issues that patients might have in rural areas who need access to a specialist. So this is a new frontier in medicine that's really taken off, and now we're looking at new applications of it, like what's happening with Emory in Australia.
Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, please visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.